Hi everyone, I'm Kimberly, or Kim, whatever you prefer. So today I've decided that I want to be baptised. I've always had God in my life, since I can remember. When I was seven, I was saved with my granny, who's here today from South Africa. I was always able to lean on God throughout my childhood. I used to pray every night before I went to bed with my mum and dad. And we went to church, not all the time, but sometimes. But as I got older, I kind of realised that it was more of a one-sided thing. I was kind of talking at God, kind of seeing him as a being that was kind of out of reach. I couldn't really have a relationship with. So I'd pray, but I'd ask him for things. I wouldn't really talk to him like I'd talk to a father or a friend. I'd talk to him like he was a leader or a boss. And then as I got older, I had made a couple of bad choices, typical teenage bad choices, went through some high school bullying, chose a bad boyfriend, I kind of became quite prone to weak mental health. I wasn't very confident. I had low self-esteem. And I'd remember that it never made me turn away from God, but I would only talk to him in moments of desperation. I wouldn't really read my Bible. I'd only open it when I was just feeling really down, and I'd open it a random page. And then usually it would speak to me, and then I'd be surprised that it did speak to me. I wasn't in the best of places around 15, 16. And I realised that I didn't really understand faith and Christianity as you can come to understand it. And then I don't really know the exact moment I decided I wanted to properly pursue faith. It wasn't like a snap moment where I just thought, oh, I want it. It was kind of a gradual thing. But I knew that I like to know things, I like to study, and I like to read. So I knew that the key was to delve into the Bible, because it's the living word of God. And I thought, this is a massive book. I'm an English literature student, and the book was baffling to me. But I thought, I'm going to need some help with understanding this book, because I can't just read it back to front. So that's when I decided to ask my granny for help learning the Bible. So we have weekly study sessions, which has helped me so much, and I'm so blessed to learn and understand and just know God more. And then when I went to university, I joined an amazing church. I met so many amazing friends that are so strong in their faith as well. And now I've just come to realise that I still have typical young people problems, but I deal with them so differently. When I think back to how I used to deal with things before, I'd kind of go into a shell, and I kind of just wouldn't deal with it very well. And now, whatever trials, there's just been such a big change in me, and I know it's all because of God, and I know that he's done that for me, and I know that he's working in my life every day. And I'm not 100% sure what he wants for me in the future, but I want to just keep pursuing that, and just be continuing to grow in that relationship with him, because it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, and it's made me love life. So... Yeah.